Mission Control, this is Space Station. We are holding all operations for a crew change. Repeat, we are holding all operations for a crew change. Over.
Everyone hear it?
Everybody, okay?
Space Station, this is Mission Control. We acknowledge. We're going to hold. Over.
Inside MySci's new Challenger Learning Center, students are working at Mission Control, talking over an intercom with another group of students aboard a simulated space station. It's part of a new two-hour exhibit that's promoted as delivering a hands-on experience in science, technology, engineering, and math. Based on NASA astronaut training, the Challenger Learning Center requires students to work together. Today, they're attempting to land a space shuttle.
3, 2, 1.
Dr. Lance Bush is president and CEO of the Challenger Center, the sponsor of the new experience at MySci. He said the students that sit down at Mission Control for the very first time may feel a bit flustered, but he says that's to be expected.
I tell you, they walk in feeling intimidated or worried that they don't know what to do or won't be able to complete their task. And it's not unfounded. This is rocket science. This is, you know, you train for your life to do it. But it's great to watch them transform.
Bush said students play a critical role in each mission. They work together because they realize that if they don't complete their task, the mission could fail. The Challenger Center was formed in 1986 in honor of the crew of Flight STS-51L, the 25th flight of the Space Shuttle Challenger that exploded 73 seconds after liftoff. Dr. Bush asked the crowd gathered at the unveiling a question.
How many of you remember where you were when that accident happened? Yeah.
The older attendees in the audience raised their hands. MySci hopes the Challenger Learning Center will draw more visitors from across the Northeast. Dr. William Mack Suddeth, executive director of the museum, says adults can use the program as well.
It's great for team building missions. It's like a ropes course, except it's not quite so strenuous.
Suddeth says he hopes the hands-on approach will inspire students to enter the STEM fields. He talked about the beginnings of his own career.
Going from the classroom where it was just me that had to do everything and working with a group of scientists and a team, that was a new experience. This is an opportunity to get a good preview to that. Plus, it also excites them about careers in science. And we're not going to make everybody into an astronaut or an engineer, but I think learning about science and technology will make you a good citizen.
Charles Diedrich, district superintendent of Capital Region BOCES, said students across the Capital Region will benefit from the new CLC.
We've been trying to do something like this in the Capital Region for years. I used to be the superintendent in the Cohoes City School District. I remember walking with a developer down on the riverfront and talking about the potential for something like this in some building projects. We were never able to get the traction to make this happen.
That is until, said Diedrich, he got a call from local philanthropist Neil Golub. Along with Neil and Jane Golub, the Community Foundation for the Greater Capital Region, Betty and David Apkarian, and other donors, the dream became a reality. Missions at MySci are available for visitors of all ages. For more information, visit wamc.org. For WAMC News, I'm Southern Adirondack Bureau Chief Lucas Willard.